Welcome to the Feldenkrais Awareness Through Movement lesson. Please gently organize yourself, lie on your back comfortably on a mat or a blanket and take something that you can put under your head. Could be padding, could be cushion, could be towels. It's really important that you are comfortable on the back. And take your time. Check how it's better for you to organize your legs. Sometime at the beginning is better, it's more comfortable to stay with the legs bent and the feet standing on the floor. Sometime from the beginning, you could be comfortable just resting with the legs long. And check in with yourself lying on your back. How you are comfortable. Notice your contact with the floor. As a movement detective, you are interested in body prints. Notice the body prints you are making, the relationship you have with the floor. Do you notice the place you are touching or are not touching? The place where you are comfortable or where you are not comfortable. Do you notice some specific area or general sense of how you are resting on the floor? Where is going your attention? Are you more attracted from the part that are pressing on the floor or the other? Notice your left leg from your left heel to the left hip. How does your heel rest on the floor? Does the back of your heel touching on the floor or the side of the foot is touching? What parts of the lower leg are resting on the floor? What about the thigh? Is the back of the thigh touch or is lift? What about the left side of the pelvis? Is it resting on the floor? Notice your right leg from the heel to the hip joint. What part of the back of the right lower leg are touching? What about the right buttock? Do you feel some differences between the whole right leg and the left, all the left leg? Notice the length of the legs from the pelvis to the heels. If you compare this sensation of the length of the legs, do you feel that the two legs are different? Shift your attention to your arms and notice your left arm from the fingertips of the left hand to your chest. In which way is the left hand oriented? The palm of the left hand is facing down to the floor or to the ceiling? And which part of the fingers is touching the floor? What about the left shoulder? Is the left shoulder blade touching or pressing the floor? What about the left elbow? Left hand, left elbow, left shoulder blade. Notice the right arm from the fingertips to the shoulder. Is the palm of the right hand organized in the same way of the left? Frequently, we organize our two hands differently because we have a dominant hand, and frequently the organization is different. What about the right elbow, the right forearm? Is the upper arm touching the floor? How does the right shoulder blade rest on the floor? And again, compare the left arm with the right arm. It's not a matter of judgment, it's just part of the awareness. We are really interested on recognized differences. We learn through the fact that we can recognize the differences, difference between cold and hot, soft and hard, long and short. And now bring your attention to your pelvis. Does your tailbone, your coccyx, touching the floor? How your sacrum is touching the floor? Is resting completely on the floor or just the central part of the sacrum? Is the bottom part of the sacrum pressing more than the higher part of the sacrum? You know that the sacrum is not flat, is a little bit round. We can recognize a little roundness, a little hill on the center. And for that, it's so easy to rock the pelvis. And switch your attention a little bit higher and feel the space underneath your back. Do you feel that there is an arch between the pelvis and the contact of the thorax? How long is this arch? How high is? And what about the lower ribs? The lower ribs are floating ribs. Do you feel that they are moving with the breathing? And switch your attention a little bit higher to the center of your dorsal spine, the middle of your rib cage, and go to reach with your awareness your shoulder blades. Right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade are touching the floor or are they lifted? Between the shoulder blades, do you feel some kind of movement, some kind of breathing? How much space do you feel under your neck? As before, I ask you to feel the arch of the lumbar spine between pelvis and the lower thorax. Now I ask you to feel the arch between shoulder blade and the contact with the cranium, with the skull of your head. Notice how your head is resting on the floor. Do you feel that your head is a little bit turn to the right, to the left, or is exactly in the center? And could you feel all these places of yourself that are touching the floor in all together? to get a sense of your overall body print. Notice your breathing. Even if you are lying on the back, you are not doing any movement, your breath move your back along the floor. And now please bend your both legs, stand your both feet, and look for the comfortable position for your feet. Comfortable means that you can stay in this position for a long time because your feet are not too close to each other. They are not too close to the pelvis and also not so far from the pelvis. The idea is to find the position in which you can really stand your feet. And the lower legs, both lower legs, are more or less vertical. In this way, you don't need to use so much the muscles of the thigh, the muscle that we have inside of the legs. Okay. Are you pressing the floor with both feet in the same way? Could be that you know that you have a dominant foot, or you have a strong standing leg. And the standing leg is the legs that you stand on when you want to make a step forward or when you want to just go upstairs. That is important if you can recognize, even in this position, which is your standing leg and the standing foot. And in this position, very, very gently, rock your pelvis gently. All time the pelvis is in the floor, you are just rocking the coccyx a little bit up in the direction of the ceiling, and this is make your lumbar spine going down to the floor, and then you can rock your pelvis in the opposite direction, I mean in the direction in which the coccyx will be pointing to the sacrum, and this way you will have a little arch on the lumbar spine. Rock and roll of the pelvis. And just notice if you are pressing your feet on the floor, or if you are pressing one foot more than the other. And let your head follow freely the movement of the spine. We have a strong connection between the pelvis and the head through the spine. We have 24 vertebrae and each of them need to participate to the movement. And we have a strong connection with the feet through the knees and through the femur with the pelvis that has a strong connection with the spine through the head. Okay. Gently leave it alone and roll on your left side. If you want, you can use your left arm to support your head, or you can put some cushion or pillows under your left side of your head. And bend your legs. One leg is on top of the other, and one foot is on top of the other. And explore how much do you need to bend your hip joint, your knees, and your ankle to be comfortable. We are looking for the stability, more or less 90 degrees on the hip joint, 90 degrees on the knees, and 90 degrees on the ankle. And one knee is on top of the other and one foot is on top of the other. And very, very gently in this position, lift your right leg a little bit and put it back down. Two, three times. Lift just a little, the right lower leg, the right thigh, the right foot. Don't change the angles between hip joint, knee and ankle. Just like you have some kind of elevator that is lifting the whole right leg. And it's enough. And rest a few moments in this position. The resting time is really important in the Feldenkrais lesson. It's not because we need to recover effort, but because we need to recover our attention, to refresh our attention, to release all the muscular contraction in order to have muscles ready to explore another contraction with the next movement. Now, very gently, begin to lift your right heel away from your left heel. The feet are resting on each other and you keep your right big toe resting on your left big toe. And you lift just your right heel, just a little, and put it back. So you lift the back of your foot. You are separating the right heel from the left heel. Can you make the movement of returning your foot just as interesting as lifting, as you stay really awake from the journey home? Don't do as much as you can of this movement. Do just a small amount. Notice when you do this movement, lifting your right heel from your left, what's happened on the front of your foot? How does the inside of your right big toe? Do you feel something happen on your lower leg? Does your shin bone, your tibia move? Do you feel something happen with the muscles of your calf? Do you feel an echo of this movement on your upper leg or on your pelvis, on your hip joint? Don't do so much. Do just a small amount. Are you breathing? Stop and rest a moment in this position. Feel the weight of the whole right leg resting on top of the left. Don't hesitate to change something on your position in order to be comfortable. Now, in the same position, bending on the hip joint, on knees and ankle, lift the right big toe far away from the left big toe. Keep this movement very small. It's not bending the ankle in the direction of the knee. Is just lifting the big toe without flexing or extending the ankle. Is not curling your toes one way or the other. Is a simple movement of your foot in your ankle. Can you Can you feel how when you lift your big toe from your other big toe, something happen on your lower leg? Don't change the position of the knees. The knees are not separated. Keep your knees together. It can be a small movement, very delicate, easy movement. And now please alternate this movement. So lift the back of the foot a little bit, and as you put it back down, lift the front of the foot a little bit. Do this slowly and gently. Can you do this movement without going as far as you can? I repeat, is really easy, simple movement of lifting. One time, the back of your foot, I mean the heel, put it down, and then lift the front part of the foot, I mean lifting the big toe, and of course also the other toe of the right foot, up and down. When one is up, the other is down. Your foot is like a little boat in a pond on a calm day, rocking on a very gentle wave. Make this movement continuous, up and down, rolling. The little boat is rolling on calm water. Okay, please leave it alone. And as you did at the beginning of the lesson, lift your right leg a few times. And do you feel that the movement is changed? Do you feel that it's becoming easier in some way? And very gently, roll on your back and rest. Don't correct yourself, don't around yourself, just rest on the back and sense the difference between your right leg and your left leg. Could you recognize some difference between right side, left side? The differences can be everywhere, can be on your way of breathing, can be on your nostril, can be on the way, the feeling of the weight of your leg. One leg could be lighter than the other or heavier. Roll your head a little bit from side to side. And gently, please, roll onto your left side again. Put your left arm under your head or the cushion under your head. And one leg on top of the other, 90 degrees on the hips joint, 90 degrees on the knee, 90 degrees on the ankle. This time, lift your whole right foot from the left and put it back down again. The right knee is in contact of the left with the left, and you are lifting the lower leg, right lower leg, and the right foot. Do just the beginning of the movement. Notice when do you lift your right foot? What lifts first? The toe or the heel? And which touch first? Your toe or the heel? Take time to recognize that. Could be that you are organized in such way that the big toe and the internal part of the right heel are lifting simultaneously in the same moment, the same amount. But usually we have this kind of different timing. Everything is correct. Just notice if you are lifting the right heel first than the big toe, And when you are coming back, the first that was left is the first that is touching or not, or is the opposite? Okay. Are you breathing? Sometimes we are so concentrated on doing something with the foot or some other part of the body that we forgot to breathe. Okay. Now stop. And this time, let your two feet together and lift only the right knee. Of course, also the right lower leg, but the feet are together in contact. Do you feel the weight of your right knee? Okay, leave it alone. And now make this kind of alternancy. One time you lift all right foot, then you put it down and you lift the right knee. And the feet are in contact together. Then you put the right knee down and you lift the right foot. This kind of seesaw movement. When one is going up, the other is down, and then they change the order. Don't do big movement. We are interacting more in a small movement without effort because we want to feel more. If our brain is engaged on the following the effort, is not ready to following the differences. And the awareness is something that really we need to improve at the beginning of the movement. The beginning of the movement is the most important part because it's really in the short movement between to have an intention and to realize an intention that we can discover if what we are going to do is exactly what we want to do. If we do a big movement and fast movement, sometimes we do things, but they are not exactly what we want to do. Okay, when you feel that you are satisfied about your exploration and you feel that there is anything that you can improve, just leave it alone and gently roll on your back and enjoy the differences. Recognize the differences. Where is your attention going? Is going to check what is new or is going to check what is still the same, still as before? Do you feel that the length of your legs is different one side to the other? It's not that with the Feldenkrais lesson, one leg becomes longer, but sometimes the fact that we reduce the tension of the muscles make the sensation of the length of the legs completely different. Roll your head a little bit from side to side. And then very gently bend your legs, stand your feet. And notice how you are pressing the floor with the right foot, with the left foot. And as you did before, rock a little your pelvis up in the direction of the head and down in the direction of the feet. But the pelvis is all time on the floor. Is rolling your pelvis on the floor, not in the air. Okay, leave it alone and again roll on your left side as before, but this time come with your right knee, your right lower leg and your right foot on the floor in front of your left leg. Could be that you have organized your left leg. Could be a little bit longer, less bended. And be sure that all your right leg, right knee is really comfortably on the floor. And go gently with your right hand to make a contact with the right big baby toe, the little toe of your right foot. And go to reach the base of your right baby toe. And move a little. You can open a little bit the little toe far away from the fourth toe. You can pull very gently. Think that you want to feel the shape of the bones of the baby toe. When we walk, first we touch the floor with the heel, then with the external side of the foot, and so the fifth metatarsal and the baby toe. And then we go to touch with the big toe. When you feel that you discover the shape of the bones of the baby toe, shift your right hand and go to touch the big toe, the base of the big toe. Be sure that you bend enough your right knee, your right hip joint to reach with your right hand the right big toe and move the base of the big toe. The movement of the toes are up and down, means flexion, extension. You can, and then they can go right and left. I mean, open far away from the other. We call that abduction of the toe. And you can very gently give the feeling of pulling a little. And then do the same exploration with the second toe. Do you feel how is different the shape of the second toe if you compare with the first and the fifth? Even the soft tissue are different. Skin, muscles, each toes is different. Don't make effort, be kind with yourself. And then go to make a connection through your right hand and the first toe. It's quite hard usually feeling it really with awareness, all the toes. Gently. And then the fourth, fifth. the photo. Okay. And come back to touch the baby toe. And then the fourth, the third, the second. Fill the space between the second and the first where we put the flip-flop, the slippers flip-flop, and the big toe. And leave it alone and rest in this position. Check that your breathing is really comfortable and free. And again, do the movement as you did in the other position. Lift a few times only the right heel, and you are leaning with the big toe on the floor 2-3 times. And then lift the big toe, the frontal part of the foot, also the other toe, not only the big toe. Lean on the inside of the right heel and lift the frontal foot. And do again the movement of the little boat. Frontal part up, posterior part down. Front, posterior part up and anterior down. Okay. Stop. And now feel the angle of your ankle. And just flex and extend a little your foot in the ankle. Okay, what are you doing with your toes? When the foot is going in the direction of the knee, that is a flexion of the ankle, your toes are going up or going down? And what happens when you are going down with the ankle? Flexion and extension of the ankle. Look, watching, observing, what are you doing with your toes? Okay. Stop the movement of your ankle and just bend completely your 5 toes and then extend only the toes. Don't move the ankle, don't move the feet. Just you are curling and extending your toes. Curling as you want to pick up something with the toes and then extend without moving the ankle. Great. Now, very gently, come back with the flexion of the ankle and go down with the toes. And then when you are going down with the foot, I mean you are making extension of the foot, pull up your toes. This is nice, strange, exotic organization. The central part of the foot is going in one direction and the toes are going in the opposite direction. Gently, softly, without holding your breathing. Could you feel the sole of your right foot when you are doing this movement? Can you perceive the movement of your heel? When the frontal part of the foot is going up in a flexion, the heel is going far away of the calf. And when the frontal foot is going down, the heel is going closer to the calf, closer to the knee. And play a little with this differentiation between the foot and the toes. The foot is going up, the toes are going down. And if it's comfortable, you can do that a little bit faster. It's just a question really of playing with this idea. Opening and closing your toes, making flexion extension, could be that you can also open a little bit more the space between the toes. Gently, gently. We can be gently, even if the movement is a little bit faster. You are the authority. You don't have to show anything, just is an exploration. How fast you can go without change your breathing, without making extra effort. And then, when you are satisfied about this exploration, reduce the speed of the movement. Stop the movement, leave everything and go to lie on your back again. And feel, sense, notice what is different. What is new? Do you like the feeling that you have on your right side? On your left side, compare with the left side? Do you feel that something is resting differently on the floor? And very gently bend your legs, roll on one side, come to sit, and gently come to stand. Don't do that fast. Take time, slowly. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And don't worry if you feel that you are a little bit like a Picasso, like a symmetry. Could be that the feeling that you have is that one side is longer than the other, that one foot is pressing the floor differently. Could be also that you feel that one foot is bigger than the other. The shape of the print that you are doing on the floor is bigger. Very, very gently shift your weight from side to side, small amount of movement gently, and feel in on top of which foot do you feel that you are more comfortable, on the right foot or on the left. And when you are shifting the weight, are you becoming taller on top of this leg or shorter? Are you becoming taller differently on one foot and the other? And very, very gently, make a short step backward. Really short step backward. Stay there, one foot is backward. And then take backward also the other foot. I mean, start to walk very, very gently and slowly backward. Backward. And feel how you organize your feet on the floor when you are walking backward. You are touching the floor first with the toes. And which toe is more clear, present on your awareness? And the big toe, the other toe, the baby toe, the external part of the foot, and then the back of the center of the heel. And gently walk forward. Walk slowly, because I know that you are able to walk. What you are looking for is to see if you can recognize some differences from one side, the right side and left side. Both sides of yourself worked, but in different way. One side was more active and the other side was more passive. But both they work. And now the brain need time to switch what you learn from one side to the other side. And this is a great job of our corpo callosum, that is a special part of our brain that is made exactly for that, to transfer the feeling, the sensation, the learning that we did from one side, in on one side, transfer to the other side. And just check if you feel something different on your face, on the corner of your mouth. Could be that one eye is more open than the other. Or the softness of the muscle of your eyes is different, right and left. And feel the position of your head on top of your spine. The head, is your head floating on top of your spine? And when you are walking, very gently look around as you want to see something on the back of you or up in front of you to the ceiling or down to the floor, and feel how the feet are adapting to the soles, to the floor, as the soles of the feet are adapting to the floor. And thank you for your attention, and have a nice time, and take care of your feet. They are really, really important. Ciao, ciao.